Medway Maritime Hospital started taking ambulances again this lunchtime. They were diverted to other hospitals between 7am and midday because its A&E department's been struggling to cope with demands. It's happening again tomorrow and comes just days after inspectors said patient safety there was at risk. Gillingham MP Raymond Chisty says bosses there are trying to improve the situation.
We've given money to Medway Maritime Hospital, £13 million, to increase its capacity. We've twinned it up with Guy's and St Thomas's and other Exham hospitals, so good practice is shared. They have put forward certain initiatives to improve the system, but this is not going to happen overnight.
The decomposed body of a Margate man's been found in East London. Met police detectives say they're treating Hidir Akasal's death as murder. They were called to reports of a body wrapped in plastic and partially buried near a pond in Epping Forest a week ago. David Cameron's welcomed the new Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn to his first ever Prime Minister's Questions. Mr Corbyn's raising issues from members of the public. He says he wants to make the weekly debates more democratic.
KMFM News.
The funeral of a Maidstone man who died taking part in his first triathlon takes place today. Paul Gallyhawk disappeared at Leybourne Lakes last month. His body was found 2 days later. An inquest heard the 34-year-old had epilepsy. The number of young people out of work in Kent has fallen to, according to latest figures out, there were just over 16,500 claiming unemployment benefits in August. That's a drop of 154 on the month before. Nationally, unemployment's risen for the third consecutive month to 1.82 million between May and July. There's a meeting this afternoon to discuss proposals which could solve major traffic problems in Kent caused by Operation Stag. A £468 million package of measures has been put forward, including a lorry holding area for up to 4,000 HGVs near the M20. Stack was in place for more than 30 days over the summer because of the migrant crisis and strikes on the other side of the channel. A Hawkins man who stole an antique viola worth £300,000 has avoided prison. Stephen Tillier found the instrument on a train and took it home. Nicholas got the details for KMFM.
Well, the instrument had been left on a London to Dover Priory service by a member of the London Symphony Orchestra. Stephen Tillier was caught on CCTV cameras taking it at Folkestone West and putting it in the boot of his car. He denied two offences of stealing the instrument and a schoolboy's bag, which had also been left on the train. But the jury at Canterbury Crown Court rejected his account that he planned to return the items to their owners. The 49-year-old from Gloucester Close was given a 6-month sentence suspended for a year. He was also told to do community work and pay £3,500 in costs.
A man's been cut free from a car by firefighters following a crash near Tunbridge. Two cars were involved in the collision on London Road in Hildenborough just before 7:30 this morning. The air ambulance was also called to the scene. Facebook's planning to introduce a dislike button. Founder Mark Zuckerberg says they've had lots of requests for an alternative to the thumbs up, but critics reckon it could lead to online abuse. And three men have been praised after saving the life of a woman who was unconscious in a burning car following a crash in Ashford. John and Bob Stevens and Christopher Shaw saved the woman, as well as a male driver in another car, after the collision on the A2070. They've been given a chief constable's commendation. We'll hear from Chris in a moment, but first, John says he's proud to get the honour.
It's nice that we did something that meant something to a lot of people, and it is nice to get an award for it. And I'm just glad that the woman is coming through it, and the other lad that was involved.
I would have thought any member of the public would have done it. We were just in the right place at the right time and did what we could. I'm not a person that craves the limelight, and I'm quite embarrassed, actually.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs. Visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Football, and Manchester United defender Luke Shaw has had surgery in the Netherlands after suffering a double leg fracture. More on that and the rest of this afternoon's sport. Here's Karina.
He was injured in last night's 2-1 Champions League group stage defeat away to PSV Eindhoven. United say Shaw will stay in hospital in the Dutch city to continue his early recovery. PSV defender Hector Moreno has apologised for the tackle that caused the injury. Cricket, and as expected, the start of play on the third day of Kent's final championship game of the season has been delayed because of the rain. Only 15 overs have been possible in the match against Glamorgan so far. Kent are on 67 for one in their first innings. And five cities are in the running to host the 2024 Olympic and Paralympic Games. Los Angeles, Hamburg, Paris, Rome, and Budapest have all been confirmed as bidders.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.